Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, December 19th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is A&M Commerce Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Birthdays, actress Cecily Tyson is 80 today. On this day in history, December 19th, 1732, Benjamin Franklin publishes, for the first time, Poor Richard's Almanac. This is from redchip.com.
He became wealthy publishing Poor Richard's Almanac and the Pennsylvania Gazette. Remember this adage. Remember this? A penny saved is a penny earned. Plow deep while sluggards sleep, and ye shall have corn to sell and to reap. Or work while it is called today, for you know not how much you may be hindered tomorrow.
On this day in 1777, the Continental Army sets up winter camp at Valley Forge, Pennsylvania. From the History Channel.
In freezing temperatures, the rebels build 900 huts in just 40 days. Each houses a dozen men.
He has an army of 14,000 men and no houses. And the Continental Congress has failed to provide him with resources. And by willpower, by courage, by leadership, by cajoling, he has to hold the army together in the middle of a terrible winter.
Commentary from Newt Gingrich. On December 19th, 1998, the House of Representatives votes to impeach President Bill Clinton.
President of the United States is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Perjurious, misleading, and untruthful.
Mr. Speaker, this is wrong, wrong, wrong.
The impeachment of a president.
I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never.
Monica Lewinsky, a young White House intern, and the president had what was politely called inappropriate contact. He got into trouble for what he told investigators.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is. Yes.
Number one on the charts in 1962, it's the British instrumental group The Tornadoes with a tribute to the first communication satellite and the otherworldly sounds of Telstar. On the KETR events calendar, experience the most unique holiday lighting display in North Texas, the Holiday Trail of Lights at the Heard Natural Science Museum and Wildlife Sanctuary in McKinney. Bundle up, get out of the car, and see thousands of holiday lights, many synchronized holiday music, along the Heard Nature Trail from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. each evening through Saturday. For more information, call 972-562-5566. 972-562-5566 or CKETR.org. The Holiday Trail of Lights at the Heard Natural Science Museum and Wildlife Sanctuary in McKinney through Saturday night. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce and Associate Editor of the Journal of Counseling and Addiction. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
I'm great. And Lavelle, we're going to be talking today about anger management. Now, this is not the movie with Billy Crystal and Robert De Niro.
Correct.
From a few years ago, as much fun as that might be, but actual anger management. We've had a couple of well-publicized incidents recently involving Dez Bryant of the Dallas Cowboys, where he seemed to let his emotions get the best of him. Are those good examples of the need for anger management?
I think, first of all, John Mark, it's important to understand that anger is a natural response. It's a natural emotional response to a perceived threat. Anger originates in what is called the amygdala, which is like an almond-shaped part of the limbic brain, which controls our emotions. It's important to understand that anger is what is called a secondary emotion. It's what we see. It's a reaction to pain, hurt, rejection, failure, or disappointment. In using your example of Dez Bryant, Dez was very disappointed in what happened with the Dallas Cowboys, so he expressed his anger.
Mm-hmm. And in this particular case, most recent case, he walked off the field before the game was over and a seeming slight to his teammates, whether he intended it that way or not. And then there was an incident on the sideline a number of
weeks ago. That's the kind of thing that does pop up in workplace situations, though, pretty commonly.
You see anger, but also, John Mark, it crosses the line when it gets in what is called rage. Rage is when the anger is now turned into violence. It's turned into abusive language. You hear the expression of what is called road rage. Someone gets cut off in the traffic, and all of a sudden now they show a certain part of their fingers, or they take out guns and they trace people down. That has crossed over to the area what we call rage.
Why are some people seemingly more angry than others? Have they just had more frustrating experiences, or is there something that is in the nature of a mental disorder?
I think for the most part, it's important to understand it is a perceived threat. The amygdala, which controls our emotion, which controls that anger, it's how we interpret that anger. There's something that's called positive anger. You get upset with perhaps an elected official. You can channel that by getting people to go out and vote. That's called positive anger. Then you have what is called negative anger, where you want to resort to some type of violence, or you begin to use abusive speech and so forth.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with the Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and we're talking about anger management. Used to hear people say that, well, it's good to just, quote, let it all hang out and just get it out there and get it out of your system. Maybe that's not the best way to
I think it's important to understand when you use the term anger management, these are skills and techniques that we help individuals who are dealing with anger as a way of dealing with the anger that's on the inside of them. For the most part, you can get someone to do some reading exercises, some journaling exercises, or take a walk. It's important to understand when you tell a person to, quote unquote, just get it out, then a person can start using abusive language against another individual, and that may not be healthy as well.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned some of the techniques that you help people use to deal with anger. And now some people have problems with not being able to express anger, and that's maybe not quite as bad for other people, at least not in the early stages, but ultimately.
There are a lot of individuals also will internalize their anger, don't want to express their anger, don't want to talk to the anger. Then you're looking at an individual who may be dealing with what we call explosive anger, that there may be something to trigger that caused them to act in a very violent manner.
Uh-huh. How successful are, not just you, but in general, the whole field, how successful is this field of anger management in really helping people who have a serious problem get it under control to the point where it no longer is a serious problem?
That is a wonderful question. John Mark, it all depends upon the readiness of the client. If an individual comes in and acknowledges that he or she has an issue with anger and is ready to work on it, there are some skills and techniques that we can work with that individual.
Mm-hmm. Is this usually a long process? It varies, I guess, from individual to individual a great deal, huh?
Again, the important thing to understand is that anger is a secondary emotion. And what I normally use is the illustration of an iceberg. And that iceberg moves slowly across the water. John Mark, it's not until we deal with the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, the frustrations, those things that are beneath the surface, that the iceberg begins to dissipate.
Do you think this is a worse problem than it was in the past, or is it about the same maybe as it was 50 years ago?
I think for the most part, it is an awareness thing. We're becoming more aware of the issue of anger management and what is actually causing individuals to have a lot of distress in their lives.
If someone listening to this would like to get some help, how can they do that?
They're more than welcome to call my office at 903-886-5632. I teach an anger management course here at the university as well. We have as part of our outreach center in the community counseling center that we provide services for those in your listening audience as well.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, the Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. I want to thank you for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
And I always enjoy that hot chocolate, Jim.
Hot chocolate, too. And also for enlightening us and putting the spotlight on the issue of anger management today. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.